Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, Samter put a poll out there on the CBS Sports Radio Twitter page. Dan Hurley says UConn has run college basketball for 30 years. Who has been the best college basketball program since 1994? Samter put this poll together. UConn, Duke, UNC, Kentucky. My answer is UConn. Samter's answer, because he's a Duke homer, is Duke. I go on the results right now. 51% say UConn, 22.4% say Kentucky, 16.3% roll with the Duke Blue Devils, and then 10.2% go with the UNC Tar Heels. Hopefully we will connect with Matt Jones coming up momentarily. Does a great job as the host of Kentucky Sports Radio. Few things have been happening in the world of Kentucky basketball. John Calipari, yeah, he gone. And he's off to Arkansas. We'll wait for that official announcement. And now everyone is wondering, who will the next coach of the Wildcats be? So let's welcome in the best voice covering Kentucky sports, and that, of course, is Matt Jones. Matt, appreciate the time. How you been?
Thank you. Zach, I got a question for you because I don't know. Where did you grow up? Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island in New York.
I knew it. Because here's how I judge where people are from. Do you say Calipari or do you say Calipari? And all of you that say Calipari, I knew you were a Northeasterner from that right there. Everybody else is Calipari. So that's how I know. That's how I know the residents of people.
You got it. Well, you'll probably realize through a lot of this conversation, I will say things and you'll be like, what planet is this jackass on the radio from?
I've been to like three Islanders playoff games. I love it.
Well, I'm a Ranger fan, so we don't need to talk
about
that.
Well, that's okay. Everybody has their fun.
So let's first start off with this, Matt. You've been covering this as close as anybody. Now that we know John is leaving, how do you kind of look back at what was the Calipari era in Lexington?
First 10 years were great. As good as any. I know they only won one title, but if you look at the totality of it, it's one of the best runs a coach has had. Last 4 years, poor. As I said on my show, I would give Cal a grade of his first 10 years A. His last 4 years, C to C minus, which means a solid B to B, B plus to B, and an overall positive experience, but one that didn't end great.
Yeah, the way that I kind of compare it to, I'll use Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback. John, yeah. Great coach. We know Rodgers went to a bunch of conference championship games. John Calipari went to a bunch of Final Fours, but both of them won early in their careers at Green Bay and Kentucky. And when you're at one of those historic places and you don't win another one, then everyone starts to turn on you and they start to maybe want something else.
Well, and you know what's interesting about Aaron Rodgers? Now, obviously his is a little different because a lot of it's off the field insanity that he talks about. But Aaron Rodgers is a good example. I mean, 15 years ago, would you have found a football fan that didn't have nice things to say about, three or four years ago, would you have found a fan not to say something nice about Aaron Rodgers? And now everybody's like, gosh, Aaron Rodgers, and it's a different look at it. That's kind of how it was for Cal in Kentucky. His first 10 years here, he was an icon. And in the last 4 years, he's become a controversial figure because he's not winning. Not so much off the court, but just like he's not winning and he's not the same guy as a coach. And I think that made it to where overall, like in 20 years, when people talk about Aaron Rodgers, if he's not trying to run for president, people will say Aaron Rodgers was a really good quarterback, great quarterback. They'll do the same for Cal, even though in this moment, it's been a tough ending.
And I just thought it was time for a split. Like, I felt this way after the Oakland game. I said, I don't think it's going to get better. I think if they don't do it now, then a year from now, this conversation is still going to be there. And we usually don't see Matt Jones win wins in sports, but this feels like a win for Arkansas, and it feels like a win for Kentucky to try to start the process of building the next championship team with the Wildcats.
And a win for Calipari, right? Like, it's time for – he needed a change. It's a win for everybody. I totally agree. Very rarely do you get a win-win. This is a win-win. Kentucky needed to move on. Cal needed to move on. Arkansas was to the point that it looked like they were going to have to hire you to be the coach. Hmm. So, like, they get a big name. I think this is a great moment. Like, it's a great transaction for everybody involved. And it, you know, Kentucky owed Calipari $35 million, which they don't have to pay anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of it. Matt Jones here with us. So yesterday we had Josh Pastner on, and Josh predicted that Scott Drew is going to be the next coach of Kentucky. And I had a lot of negativity sent my way from some in Big Blue Nation about the possibility of hiring Scott Drew. And I understand that may not be the majority. It just may be a vocal minority. But I don't understand why some Kentucky fans would oppose the hire of Scott Drew. So since you're more plugged into the situation, how real is that backlash maybe?
I think it's there a little bit. I don't totally get it because I don't know who they want, right? Like, I mean, Danny Hurley and Billy Donovan, to me, are the two people that will be the top two choices, and Kentucky fans would be pretty much universally happy. But I don't think either one of them will likely say yes. If they do, then that's who they're going to hire. But if they don't, I would just ask people, who's been more successful than Scott Drew? I mean, think back for a second. Scott Drew took over that Baylor job in 2005. When he took it over, do you remember what was happening? They were coming off a murder investigation with their players, and it was literally probably, along with like Northwestern, it was probably the worst job in Power Five. Baylor had only made one NCAA tournament before Scott Drew got there, one in its history. And then he's won a title there. That's amazing. That might be the best transformation of a program ever. So I don't really know what Kentucky fans want if they don't want that. But you're right. There are people who I think because he's not a very sexy name and he's kind of quiet, he's a little bit like a vanilla cracker, that like he's just kind of boring, right? Like, I think it's just made it to where people just don't think it's going to be a sexy pick.
You know what it reminds me of, Matt? It reminds me of the crazy A&M fans that were freaking out over Mark Stoops potentially being hired. Like, Mark Stoops had two 10-win seasons at Kentucky football. Had Calipari have to apologize for saying that it was a basketball school? We all know Kentucky is a basketball school. That's what it reminds me of.
If Mark Stoops had done that and won a title.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Scott Drew did.
It's crazy to me.
I agree with you about A&M and Mark Stoops. I thought that was weird, but as much, and I love Mark Stoops.
Yeah, this is Mark Stoops on steroids.
Yeah, Drew's been even more successful than Mark Stoops.
Yeah.
So but now to be fair though, A&M thinks they're Alabama,
yes,
but they're A&M. Kentucky is Kentucky, so it is a different kind of thing.
Why don't you think Billy Donovan is going to take the job if he's offered it?
Just because I don't know if he wants to go back to college. I mean, like, you know, it's odd because people used to say college was a lifestyle job and the NBA was a grind.
Totally different now.
I think that's almost flipped, right? I think college is now a grind because of the portal and all that. And the NBA is oddly more of a lifestyle job, as crazy as that sounds. So you just got to say, does Billy want to come back and do that? But remember, he was an assistant coach here. He started under Patino here. He's lived in Lexington. He still has family here. So it wouldn't be crazy to me if he took the job.
Wrapping up with Matt Jones, who joins us right now. Nate Oates, I know that he put it out last night that he's staying at Alabama. How serious was the interest of Kentucky in Nate Oates?
I think the three guys I mentioned, Hurley, Drew, and Donovan, I think Oates was the fourth person that inquiries were thrown out to. Like, if we get to this point, would you be interested? And I think the initial word from him was yes. And then I think Alabama people were like, what do you want? And I think whatever it was taken care of. And so then he pulled out. I will say, though, I think he would have been the fourth choice out of the four. And so I think there was a little bit of like, I'm going to say no before you don't ask me. You know what I mean? So I think maybe there was a little bit of that too.
Just curious, Obviously, Jay Wright is going to say no. Dan Hurley.
He's the first call, by the way.
Yes.
He's the first call. Everybody just assumes he'll say no. But they have probably already called him.
Mm-hmm. So let's just say Wright says no, Hurley says no. We know Oates is already out. Let's say Billy Donovan says no, and then Scott Drew says, I want to stay at Baylor. Who does then Kentucky look for?
Then I think it's a wide open process, and I think it could be one of about five people. Chris Beard, Tommy Lloyd at Arizona, Shaka Smart, Sean Miller. Those are the names I've heard. But I'll be surprised if it gets past Scott Drew. Scott Drew's making $3.5 million. Kentucky will pay about 10 or 11 if they want it. I'll be surprised if he turns that down to live in Waco, but we'll see. You never know.
So your expectation is going to be that Scott Drew is probably the guy to be
my
the coach.
My expectation is it is probably Scott Drew unless Hurley or Donovan surprises people and says yes.
Gotcha. Wrap it up with Matt Jones. I saw that Kentucky broadcaster Dick Gabriel said that John Calipari asked Kentucky to counter Arkansas's offer. Is there any truth to that from what you've been hearing?
Well, at this point it doesn't matter, but I think maybe he got some cold feet. I don't know about the word counter offer. I'm not sure I would say that. But I don't think – I think there was some time yesterday where maybe there were some second thoughts and if I came back, what would happen? But I think UK said no. So I think that then made the decision. If he had cold feet, UK basically said, sorry, ain't happened.
And now the most important question I have to ask you, what are your thoughts on having a stroller for your dog, by the way?
Well, so I would love to laugh at that, okay, because that video was ridiculous. But to be fair to Cal, he has a dog that's very old and close to dying, and he probably had that in case the dog couldn't walk or whatever.
We'll give him a pass on that. We said if the dog is healthy, you can't be having a stroller, but there's something wrong with the dog.
The dog is very sick. Otherwise, I agree with you. It was an absurd look on paper.
It was crazy.
But here's what was absurd about it to me. Cal knew that there were cameras waiting outside of his house,
and
he did that on purpose,
sure,
which I thought was kind of strange. But,
take the dog part out it. You, forget the daily human duties. You'd say, okay, someone else could go walk the dog when everyone wants to go talk to John Calipari, but this guy still had to walk his dog in some capacity yesterday.
It's a very Cal thing to do, by the way. Everybody's like, what is Calipari going to do? And Cal just walks in front of the cameras and says, sorry, I'm walking my dog. That's such a Calipari thing to do. It's hilarious.
Timeline here, how long do you think it will take until we find out who the next coach is going to be?
If it's one of the – okay, well, all right, so it depends on the person. If it's Hurley or Drew, it'll be before the end of the week. Donovan's play-in game is April 17th, so it's going to have to be at least after that. If it's none of those three, then I think it extends into next week because they'll do a wide search. But if it's Hurley or Drew, I think we know before the end of the weekend.
He is Matt Jones. Great job, host of Kentucky Sports Radio. Matt, thank you so much for checking on in with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, Matt Jones, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.